From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The USDA's Prospective Plantings Report is the first official survey of farmers for the upcoming growing season. Chad Smith has details.
The USDA's Prospective Plantings Report showed farmers intend to plant more corn and cut back on soybean acres. Betty Resnick, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, breaks down the numbers.
As expected, many farmers are making the switch to corn, with corn acres expected up over 5% from last year at 95.3 million acres. If realized, this would be the third largest corn acreage on record since 1944 and the largest since 2013. Cotton saw the biggest drop, falling 12% to 9.9 million acres. Soybeans are also expected down from last year, falling to 83.5 million acres, which was slightly under trade estimates in the February outlook.
Resnick says there are several factors likely behind the change in planting plans for 2025.
I think this year might have even more uncertainty than normal around the quickly escalating trade war and the big question marks in the biofuel policy space. These dual concerns and uncertainties with sliding prices as well for soybeans, I think, led to some of the significant drop in soybean acres. And the cotton profitability picture has been pretty bleak recently, and that's definitely also showing up in the big drop in a percentage basis of cotton acres.
The grain stocks report came out at the same time. It didn't contain many surprises.
While corn and rough rice stocks are slightly down from this time last year, soybeans are up about 3.5%, and wheat is up significantly at nearly 14%. Both of these reports kind of set the stage for the year to come, and it will certainly be an interesting year in general.
Stay tuned to FB.org for an upcoming market intel with more info. Chad Smith, Washington.
Cruising with Farm Bureau members and Kansas's 50 most influential people. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Join us for an unforgettable voyage on October 9th through the 17th as we cruise through the breathtaking beauty of Canada and New England. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or cruising for the first time, this trip is the perfect mix of relaxation, discovery, and fun with fellow Farm Bureau members. Learn more and reserve your spot at www.kfb.org/travel. Joe Newland, president of Kansas Farm Bureau, has been recognized as one of Kansas's 50 most influential people in the inaugural Power 50 list by Hoover's Capital Report and State Affairs. Newland's leadership in the agricultural sector, a cornerstone of Kansas's economy, has been pivotal. Since assuming the presidency in late 2022, Newland has been a prominent advocate for farmers and ranchers, ensuring their perspectives are represented in policy discussions. Under his guidance, Kansas Farm Bureau maintains a strong presence at the State House, actively engaging in legislative matters affecting agriculture and rural communities. Congratulations, President Newland. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
There have been noticeable signs that spring has arrived on our farm. Following a snowfall during the kids' spring break, the sun has come out and the temperatures have warmed up. It's a different feel of seasons. The flowers have begun appearing in my yard and on my fruit trees. The bees have been out scouting and gathering water. The wheat in the fields has begun to turn a vibrant green. The daylight is present longer. The consistent signs of this season I watch for every year are once again, like clockwork, appearing. One of the consistent events on our farm every spring is the preparation for planting. The winter shop work has been completed. The machines and equipment have been serviced, and we prepare to plant seeds in the ground once more. This year is no different. We are preparing to begin the planting of our fall crops in the coming days. We are preparing for the spring rains that will provide essential moisture to these newly planted seeds. We are preparing for the routines of the work that is done every year as we raise a new crop for another season. Yes, there are many things we can't control, which at times can cause concern. Yet, despite those unknowns, we still prepare to plant the next crop. We prepare to plant seeds that are full of hope.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.